wouldst thou have, boer? What thick things be? Breathe, discuss.
Marry, I...
Breathe, short, quick, snap.
Marry, sir, I've come to speak with Sir John Falstaff from Master Slender.
There's his chamber, his house, his castle, his standing bed and chuckle bed. Tis painted about for the story of the prodigal, fresh and new. Go, knock and call. He'll speak like an anthropophaginian unto thee.
Marry,
knock, I say.
There's an old woman, a fat woman, gone up into his chamber. I'll be so bold as to stay, sir, till she comes down. I come to speak to her, indeed.
A fat woman? The knight may be robbed. I'll call. Bully knight! Bully Sir John! Speak from thy lungs, military! Art thou there? It's thine host! Thine Ephesian calls!
Now mine host!
Here's a Bohemian Tartar tallies the coming down of thy fat woman! Let her descend, bully. Let her descend. My chambers are honorable. Fine. Privacy. Fine.
There was, mine host, an old fat woman, even now with me. But she's gone.
Say you, sir, was not the wise woman of Brainford?
Aye. Mary, was it, Muscle Shell? What would you with her?
My master, sir, my master Slender, sent to her, seeing her go through the streets, to know, sir, whether one nympha that beguiled him of a chain had the chain or no.
I speak with the old woman about it.
Oh, what says she, I pray, sir?
Mary, she says that the very same man that beguiled Master Slender of his chain cousined him of it.
Oh. I would I could have spoken with the old woman herself. I had other things to have spoken with her, too, from him.
What are they? Let us know.
I come quick.
Oh, I may not conceal them, sir.
Conceal them or thou diest.
Why, sir, they were nothing but about Mistress Anne Page to know if it were my master's fortune to have her or no.
Tis his fortune.
What, sir?
To have her or no. Go, say the woman told me so.
May I be bold to say so?
Nay, sir, who more bold?
I thank your worship, or I shall make my master glad with these tidings.
thou art clerkly. Thou art clerkly, Sir John. Was there a wise woman with me?
Aye, that there was, mine host. One that has taught me more wit than ever I learned before in my life. And I paid nothing for it neither, but was paid for my learning.
Oh, dear cousin.
Where be my horses? Speak well of them, Varleton.
Run away with the cousins. As soon as I came beyond Eaton, they threw me off from behind one of them in a slough of mire and set spurs in the way like three German devils, three Dr. Faustasses.
They are gone but to meet the Duke, villain. Do not say they be fled. Germans are honest men.
Where is my horse?
What is the matter, sir?
Have a care of your entertainments. There is a friend of mine come to town, tells me there is three cousin Germans that has cousined all the hosts of Regents, of Maidenhead, of Colebrook, of horses and money.
Oh.
I tell you, for good will look you. You are wise and full of jibes and floating snooks, and 'tis not convenient you should be cousined. Fare you well.
Oh.
Where is mine horse to get there?
Here, Master Doctor, in perplexity and doubtful dilemma.
Huh? I cannot tell what is that, but it is tell me that you make grand preparation for a Duke of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
By my troth, there is no Duke that the court is no to come. I tell this for your goodwill. Adieu.
You will cry. Villain, go. Assist me, knight. I am undone. Fly, run. You will cry, villain. I am undone.
Would all the world might be cousined, for I've been cousined and beaten too. If it should come to the ear of the court, how I've been transformed, and how my transformation has been washed and cudgelled, they would milk me out of my fat drop by drop, and lick a fisherman's boots with me. I warrant they would whip me with their fine wits, till I would as crestfallen as a dried pear. I never prospered since I forswore myself at Primero. Well, if my wind were but long enough, I would repent. Now, whence come you?
From the two parties, for sure.
The devil take one party and his damn the other. And so they shall be both bestowed. I suffered more for their sakes, more than the villainous inconstancy of man's disposition is able to bear.
And have not they suffered?
Hmm?
Yes, I warrant. Especially one of them, Mistress Ford. Good heart is beaten black and blue that you cannot see a white spot about
it. What tells thou me of black and blue? I was beaten myself into all the colours of the rainbow. And I was like to be apprehended for the Witch of Brainford.
Oh.
But that my admirable dexterity of wit, my counterfeiting the action of an old woman, delivered me. The knave constable had sent me in the stocks. In the common stocks for a witch.
Now, sir, let me speak with you in your chamber. You shall hear how things go, and I warrant to your content. Here's the letter will say somewhat. Good heart. What a to-do here is to bring you together. Sure. One of you does not serve heaven well that you're so cross.
Come up into my chamber.